In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. The message you're about to listen to is from Mercy Throne Missions, Elisha, Osun State. We believe that God is going to impact, enlarge, and give you directions for God's purpose to fulfill in your life through the teachings of God's anointed servant, Apostle Ezekiel Adenipekun. God bless you as you listen.
Some of you will start laughing in the Holy Ghost now. For we give you all, all, all. Makupa kata kata balada.
We worship.
I see your life taking a flight. I see your life taking a flight.
Amen.
You will not walk.
Amen.
You will not run.
Amen.
But you will fly.
Amen.
careful.
I wish your spirit can just be here tonight. Your delay is over now.
Amen.
Stagnancy is over now. In the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name, in the realm of the spirit, I switch the gear of your vehicle. Father, tonight, let it be known among your people that you are in our midst. Every foul spirit that is in anyone now, any demonic power and oppression of your father's house, of your mother's house, as I decree right now, you are going to shout three powerful amen, and the power of the Lord will move again. In the name of Jesus, you spirit of delay, stagnancy, generational curse, suffering and laboring without results, no helpers, no favor, no help, no mercy, I command you now, in the name of Jesus, come out! You can't touch them again. They are in an atmosphere of fire. Let's go. Paradis Kete. Yes.
Glory to reveal. I will walk.
you for how you've started with us, Lord. We thank you. We are willing to receive more, so we say we thank you. For all the deliverance, for all the healings, for all the liftings, for all the switch, for all the jeer, for all the flight. And Lord, for doing a new thing in our midst tonight, we say accept our thanks in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let your word come expressly.
Amen.
Give us direction and instruction.
Amen.
Give us understanding in your word.
Amen.
And your name alone will be glorified.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Can the soul say a good amen?
Amen.
Say a louder amen.
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 Celebrate the Lord Jesus and have your seat. God bless you. Good evening, church. My prayer for you tonight is that a good understanding of God's intention may be known to you. And you will go back with answers to all your questions. I wish there can be a good amen to that. For those of you who are acting on the instruction of Operation Fruitfulness, the Lord will honor that obedience of yours in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, I don't like when I pray and there's no response. The Lord will reward you. In the name of Jesus. The book of 1 Timothy chapter 6. We'll be reading a couple of verses there. I'd rather not pick a verse or two, because I want you to have an understanding of the context, not just the content.
So we start from verse 1,
please.
Lati ese kini, Timothy kini, ori kefa.
By the way, I want the church to celebrate and appreciate the choir for preparing the grand tonight. Please celebrate the choir. Thank you.
Eje ka si ajo yo awon akorin.
Tell us someone. 1 Timothy 6:1. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service, because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. If any man teach otherwise, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doctrine about questions and strife of words, whereof comment envy, strife, railings, evil surmising, perverse disputing of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdrew thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therefore content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and in many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Verse 10. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and perceived themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Verse 12, which is going to be the last verse to take tonight. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. May the Lord bless the reading of His word tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We are embarking on another journey tonight. We will trust the Lord to take us to another destination of His own purpose. I believe this topic tonight is going to be a continuation of all the series of the deep things that God has been teaching us before now, even here this evening. So it's going to be a continuation. So tonight, we will be starting a new series again, which will be titled Christian Realities. Christian realities. As a Christian, some reality must be done on us. We must not live our lives as though we have no bearings. We must not live our life without focus and aim and objective that we are here to acquire or become before we return back home. Our purpose on earth is clearly stated in the Bible, both the vision statement, the mission statement, and how all these things must end if truly we have come to become Christians. Maybe you don't know that you being a Christian has exempted you from the general populace. You are now a tribe of God that God Himself has a specific agenda for, and God will do everything on His own part to see you fulfill your purpose to be a Christian. It was in the book of Isaiah chapter 6 when he said, for Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. I will not hold my rest. I will fight until our peace is restored.
I will
not hold my peace. I will fight my way. I will make sure that I do everything possible for Zion to find her purpose before the planet Earth. If God will vow never to rest,
Láì sinmi.
Until Zion and Jerusalem is fulfilled.
Kíkítí àwọn fífi di Sioni àti Jerusalem.
Why will God not fight anything and any time and any season and any personality for you not to fulfill purpose in life?
Torí kí ni Ọlọ́run ò ṣe níjà pé kí ìwọ má ṣe fìdí mú ìdí
àmọ̀ṣẹ́. Old Testament
men
saw the finger of God fought for them.
Ọmọ Israẹli wọn rí ìka Ọlọ́run tí ó jà fún wọn.
In the Old Testament, men saw the finger of God.
Àwọn ènìyàn rí ọwọ́ Ọlọ́run.
Wrought miracles.
Wrought
miracles.
Tó ṣiṣẹ́ àwọn iṣẹ́ ìyanu.
Deliver men in captivity.
Tó gba àwọn ènìyàn nínú ìdè.
Silence the voice of the wicked.
Tó sì pa àwọn ìka ènìyàn lẹ́nu mọ́.
Destroy the power and the influence of the oppressed.
Tó sì pa gbogbo agbára àwọn tí wọ́n pọnni lójú tó bà jẹ́ pátá.
If God will do that in the Old Testament,
Ọlọ́run bá lè ṣe èyí nínú Májẹ̀mú láíláí.
He will do more than that in the New Testament.
Yóò ṣe eléyìí tó jù bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ nínú Májẹ̀mú tuntun.
I'm praying for you tonight.
Mo sì ń gbàdúrà fún ọ ní
àṣálẹ́. The reality of God.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí òtítọ́ Ọlọ́run.
The reality of God.
Òdodo ti Ọlọ́run.
Will not just be a statement of the Bible to you.
Kò ní jẹ́ ọ̀rọ̀ inú
ìwé. You will experience its reality in your life.
Yóò nípa nínú ayé rẹ.
You can help your life and destiny with a better amen.
Ó lè ṣe àmì dáradára.
Christian realities.
Ododo ti Christiani.
We have three major calls that we have been called into as Christians.
A ní àwọn ìpè mẹ́ta kan tí a ti pè wá sí gẹ́gẹ́ bí onígbàgbọ́.
Maybe you don't understand this.
Ó dàbí wípé a kò mọ èyí.
That you are not just created to live, grow, die and return home.
Pé a kò dá pé kí o wá sáyé kí o dàgbà kí o sìnkú.
In fact, the Message Bible, NIV Bible, NLT Bible, Amplified Version call us ambassadors in several chapters.
Nínú àwọn bíbélì tí wọ́n dárúkọ ni a pè wá ní aṣojú. Nínú àwọn ẹsẹ̀ bíbélì
náà. So as an ambassador.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí aṣojú Ọlọ́run.
You are here to represent God.
A wá láti ṣojú Ọlọ́run.
And there is a task you must do.
Ojúṣe kan wà tí a ti gbélé wa lọ́wọ́.
Let me give you an example.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n fún wa ní àpẹẹrẹ.
The Nigerians who are in UK.
Àwọn ènìyàn Nàìjíríà tí wọ́n wà ní ilẹ̀ UK.
When their passport expires.
Tí ìwé ìgbélu ìwé ìrìnà wọn tí ó bá ti parí.
They don't need to travel down to Nigeria.
Wọ́n nílò àti padà wá sí orílẹ̀-èdè
Nàìjíríà. They only need to go to where their ambassador is in UK.
Ó yẹ kí wọ́n lọ sí. Wọ́n lọ sí olú ìlú.
And on behalf of Nigeria.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí aṣojú Nàìjíríà.
On behalf of Nigeria.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí aṣojú Nàìjíríà.
On behalf of the foreign minister.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí
interior and everything minister. Somebody in UK will sign their passport and they will be given the same passport that is given to you here in Nigeria in the UK.
Yóò wá tọ́ bọ ìwé náà, a wá fi fún wọn. Lélẹ́ẹ̀tú yẹ kán gbàdúrà orílẹ̀-èdè Nàìjíríà, a wá fi fún wọn lọ́hùn-ún.
So the man who signed in UK.
Ẹni tí ó tọ́ bọ̀ ìwé ní.
Has signed your passport on behalf of Nigeria.
Ó ti tọ́ bọ̀ nípasẹ̀ ní ti Nàìjíríà.
So an ambassador has a purpose.
Aṣojú ó ní ojúṣe pàtàkì.
Major purpose is to represent somebody and do everything that person will have done.
Ojúṣe rẹ̀ náà ni wípé láti ṣojú ẹnìkan kí ó sì ṣe gbogbo ohun tí ó yẹ kí ẹni náà kí ó ṣe.
God will give me wisdom in this series.
Ọlọ́run yóò fún mi ní òye ọgbọ́n nínú.
And he will give you understanding in this series.
Yóò fún ìwọ náà ní ìmọ̀.
So that you will not lose and misinterpret all the messages given to you.
Pé kí o má ṣe pàdánù rẹ̀ kí o sì má ṣe ṣì wọ́n túmọ̀.
God wants you to do everything he will have done.
Ọlọ́run
if you are to be here physically.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ kí o lè ṣe gbogbo ohun tí òun tìkára rẹ̀ ò bá ṣe tó bá jẹ́ pé ó wà ń bí.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah, gbọ́ mi.
God should look through the windows of heaven.
O yẹ kí Ọlọ́run wò láti fèrè sí ọ̀run wa.
And people in Southwest are crying for deliverance and money and this and that. And God respond to them and say, haven't you seen Adenipekun? He's in Elisha now. Go and see him. He will solve the matter.
Peter, you don't need to come to heaven. Are you listening to me? When people are in college of education, their GP is dropping. They are in 1.5 and the school is already drafting their letter for advice to withdraw. And then while they are crying and fasting and praying, God told them, didn't you see my daughter in that campus? Go and see her. She will solve this matter. And then when you pick up that 1.5 GP, and then you say, I decree, this is 4.3. And the next semester, the thing double jump. This is what God wants you to do for him in that campus. This is what God wants you to do in your family house. This is what God wants you to do in Nigeria.
Onti Olorun fe ki e se ni nile baba re ni orilede Nigeria ati ni bigibi to ba ti bara re.
To act on his behalf.
Pe ki o se ko pe ti o gbegbese ni laga bi asoju re.
Christian realities.
Awon odito to wa ninu Christiani.
So we have three calling upon our life.
Ani awon ipe meta lori aye wa.
Our purpose is to be a Christian. God called you and I to be Christian, and that Christianity subject has battered this three dimension of calling that everyone who claim to be a Christian must fulfill before they return back home.
Olorun ti pe mi ati wa lati je Christiani. Eleyi ti pipe ipe wa lati je Christiani yun lo wa bi on meta kan to ye emi ati wa gbodo muse.
Number 1.
Akoko.
It's a call to reconciliation.
A pe wa ge ti
God has called you and I into the ministry of reconciliation. God reconciling the world to himself through Jesus.
We
see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We can find this in 19 and 20. God has given you and I the assignment to reconcile the world back to him.
Oluwa ti fun wa ni ojuse lati ba aye laja pada si odo re nipase wa.
Christian realities.
Awon ododo ti Christiani.
Is this not one of the things we learned in the subject matter that we just finished dealing with, which is spiritual journey, that Abraham came to a point, number 1, he began to call on the Lord. Number 2, he became the friend of the Lord. Number 3, he entered covenant with the Lord.
Awon oro yi na ni ati ko ninu eko ta pe Abraham o bo Olorun rin ajo o di ore Olorun o di eni to npe Olorun o tu wa di eni ti o n bo Olorun rin ajo.
Therefore, this call for reconciliation is part of your primary, major, unfailing ministry that you must fulfill before you die.
Ipe si ilaja yi o je ipe gbogi ti o gbodo muse ko lo ti ko oku.
Reconciling.
Bipa
bridging the separation between you and God.
Mimuki iyapa to wa laarin iwa ati Olorun
ko mu. Bringing you back to God as a family. Bringing other sinners back to God as his children. It's your primary assignment. You must not fail.
Oh God.
You will not fail in the name of
Jesus.
Am I communicating? Say better amen. Okay. Number 2. We are called into the ministry of godliness. Reconciliation. Godliness. This is where I'm going to emphasize tonight.
If it's in one come.
And then number 3, we have the calling, the call of service. So we are called to reconciliation, we are called to godliness, we are called to service. Therefore,
The call to godliness is a call to reveal divinity to humanity.
It's
a call. The call of godliness. A call to godliness. Listen to me. Once it's a call, it becomes a call course. Tonight, my prayer for you is that God will not be disappointed in your life. Please say a better amen. Can you give us verse 12? 1 Timothy 6:12. The Bible says, fight. Okay, let me start from 11, please. But thou, O man of who?
God.
O man of.
Ṣùgbọ́n ìwọ ènìyàn Ọlọ́run.
You, man of God. Flee these things. Follow after righteousness. What again? Godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Look at point of emphasis. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou art called.
Ẹni máa ja ìjà rere ti ìgbàgbọ́ ti iye àìnípẹ̀kun mú nínú èyí tí a gbé pè ọ sí.
It's a call.
Ó jẹ́ ìpè.
The call to godliness is a call we must not miss.
Ìpè sí ìwà bí Ọlọ́run, ó jẹ́ ìpè tí a kò gbọdọ̀
máa ṣe. There is a demand over you and I to fulfill an assignment.
Ìrètí kan bẹ lórí èmi àti ìwọ láti mú iṣẹ́ náà ṣe.
Can you shout a good hallelujah?
Ṣe ṣe hallelujah.
So the call to godliness is a call to reveal divinity to humanity.
Well,
I didn't say Ọlọ́run, but divinity to humanity. So there is a Greek word. And this Greek word is the Greek word for godliness. Because there are two words that were used in the Bible. The Greek word that represents godliness. I'm going to use one of them and then I'll tell you what it translates to and then the meaning. So you can have the concept and understand why godliness is a call. Theokita is a Greek word that is translated as piety. And the meaning of piety, according to the Strong Concordance dictionary, Greek dictionary, it explained to us two important definitions of godliness. Number one, it says godliness is the divinity of God. Godliness is the divinity of God. Number two, it says godliness is the life that God has influenced.
Elekeji salaye fun wa wi pe iwa bi Olorun je aye ti Olorun ti ni ipa le lori.
The divinity of God.
Pe iwa on ti o ti Olorun.
The divinity of God.
On ti o mu Olorun je Olorun.
And then the life that God has influenced.
Ati aye ti Olorun ti la ipa le lori.
That is the meaning of godliness.
Itumo iwa bi Olorun ni eyi.
The whole concept.
Itumo gbogbo eyi.
The whole concept of godly life is to express divinity.
Itumo gbogbo igbe aye ti Olorun o na ni lati fi
oro. Through our practical expression of the reality of our spirituality. I'm going to be using some time you need to understand. What is godliness? Godliness is us having the ability to express the reality of spirituality. This is
us behaving like God to the humanity.
Iwa bi Olorun je pe awa ki a ma wa bi Olorun si awon eniyan.
A man is said to become godly, number one, when he can express the divinity of God, and then it becomes obvious to everybody that God has influenced this life.
Ènìyàn lè níwà bí Ọlọ́run nígbà tó bá lè fi ohun tí Ọlọ́run jẹ́ hàn, tó bá lè fi sí ojúṣe tí àwọn èèyàn sì rí pé Ọlọ́run ti la ipa lórí ayé.
Am I making sense to you at all?
Ṣé ohun tí mo ń sọ
ṣe? Am I making sense to you?
Ṣé ohun yé wa rárá?
If you understand me, shout hallelujah.
Tó bá yé wa, ṣe hallelujah.
Okay, for those who don't understand, I'm going to clarify myself. I said when we say these three call, number one, the call to reconciliation, the call to godliness, and the call to service. Now, I said the godliness there, that is an office you and I must not fail in, is the ability. I know I'm saying a lot of grammar, but is the ability to express, number one, divinity. That's why I went to interpret the Greek word for godliness to you, because divinity came out of the definition. Is to express the divinity of God to humanity. Number two, is to help people to see a life that God has influenced. Does that make sense now? Expressing the divinity of God and also helping humanity to see a life that is not ordinary again. A life that the impact of God has refurbished.
Nini iwa bi Olorun gege bi ipe o je aye ti ati Olorun ti ati fi Olorun ti Olorun ti wonu re lo ati ti Olorun ti la ipa rere nipa re.
You will think that everybody knows God. I'm telling you, you will be shocked. You will think that as people go to church, as people pray in the name of Jesus, they know God. Until you get close to them. And then when you get so close, then you discover that they are only calling on the God they have not known or understand at all. I'm telling you, many of you are sitting down here, you thought you know God. You have not known God. Because if you know God, first thing we are going to see in your life is that your life will begin to express the divinity of God. And then your life will speak for itself that it has been influenced by God. What does it mean to say a man is a drunkard? Does he need to tell you, I'm a drunkard? It becomes obvious. It will affect his dressing. It will affect his countenance. It will affect his balance. It will affect his words. It will affect everything he's doing. Until God influences your life to that point, sir, you are not godly. That your appearance to men from distance, the aroma, my God, the effect of God abiding in your life becomes radiant.
You know,
today we are celebrating God's servant's birthday, Apostle Joshua Selma, Messenger Mission says, happy birthday, sir. Today we are celebrating a general. But look at something. The first time I saw him, I just looked at him from the stage. I was sitting down. I said, this is my future. I said, this is my future. And then he said, man of God, can I? He said, sir, can I talk to you? I said, yes. And then he started prophesying to me. When I got close, I said, wait, let me pray for you, sir. He said, in the name of Jesus. It was as if 10 people lay hands on my head. He didn't touch me, I fell down. The aroma. The aroma of God has consumed the man.
tonight, in your business, in your academics, financially, the aroma of God will consume you. Godliness. Stop talking about God. Your life is enough to make a statement. Am I communicating? Oh, somebody has been battling with a sickness for as long as only God knows. And then you enter the house. And then you say, I came to check on you. And the person stand up and say, I'm hungry. They say, but you have been sleeping here since. What happened to you? Oh, a man carrying God has appeared to the scene. From tonight, your life will make a statement. And that statement will be godliness. Some of us, when we visit people in the house and leave, then they say, we are sorry, oh please, I'm not saying you are a thief, but please, maybe one of the children put my phone in your bag, help us to check. It's a statement, sir. It's a statement. And then they call, they say somebody say and say, we want to find out if they say what they say, you say, can you say what they say that you didn't say, and say, and say. It's a statement, sir. It's a statement. I want to provoke you this night. You must carry God. You must carry God. No, don't touch them. No, don't go there. It's a statement. The community is contributing 10,000. They are telling the people taking the money not to reach your house. It's a statement. They know you can never pay that money. It's a statement. Consistent poverty life. Consistent barrenness. Consistent struggle. It's a statement. But that statement is not divinity. It's not godliness. It's a statement as a reproach to the kingdom. Don't forget, godliness is a call.
Iwa bi Olorun je ipe ti a pe wa.
Expressing divinity.
Fifche afihan iwa bi Olorun.
Describing to men through your life.
Sise afarawe fun awon eniyan nipasẹ aye
re. Whom God has influenced. We were in the crusade. And then somebody died. The third day of our crusade. And then they wanted about thousands of people are there. And then they wanted to scatter the crusade because of the death of that person. I said, what is happening here? And then they said, somebody died. I said, I'm here now. Bring the person here. In the name of Jesus, get up. The person didn't get up. So I remember my divinity personality. Then I said, listen to me. I give you life. Oh, the dead child came back to life. And there was screaming in the crusade ground. Tonight, your life will not make any other statement than godliness. Godliness.
You will be alone.
Godliness.
You will be alone.
A life influenced by God. A life touched by God. You know, don't just read Bible. Get
understanding.
E ma se je ki a ko ma ka bibeli lasan, e je ka fi oye ka.
The Bible says.
Bibeli so wi pe
in the book of Philippians.
Pe ninu we Philippians
chapter 2.
Ori keji.
He said God did not count it to, he didn't count it to robbery. But he didn't count it to robbery. He didn't count it to robbery to be like a man. He didn't count it to robbery. He didn't count it robbery. It was supposed to be robbery. The man is behaving like God. That us is too big for a man to be able to obtain. But God did not count it robbery to be as a man. And through a man to be as a God. So if I appear before a scene or a place, and people are screaming, "Oh God, if you don't intervene now, there's trouble." God did not count it robbery. Are you here? Are you following
me?
Somebody is in trouble now. This child must not die. And they are bombarding prayers to heaven for God to come and raise the child. And I am human, whom God does not count it robbery for. Whom God did not see me being called God, he doesn't see it as robbery. So I can look at that child and say, "Listen to me. Get up. God has spoken to you to get up. I am not speaking as a man. I am speaking as a God. I give you life. Come up." Oh my goodness. He said, "Whosoever sin you forgive has been forgiven." I thought the only person that can do that is God. That means that God does not count it robbery. I can act on behalf of God. I can tell people, "Stop disturbing my father. Let me handle the matter." Hey, I can intervene and speak on behalf of God. I can rearrange and reorder an environment. And yet, God is relaxing in heaven. You deserve it. You deserve it. You know, the angels sang that song now. You deserve. Oh, my hallelujah belong. I wish you can join them to sing it. They are worshiping the Father as they heard me saying the truth. My hallelujah belongs
to you.
Okay. Wait. They just told me the meaning of hallelujah recently. Halal and Jehovah. That's the meaning of hallelujah. Two words.
Allah and Jehovah.
It means I can make boast of God. I can be proud of God. I can make my boast in Him. So when I was speaking, the angels heard me and they responded with that song. Ah, my hallelujah belongs to you. Mala.
Alabaro Shebrada Katabarade. Let's have a seat. God bless
you.
Do you know why God has chosen not to count it robbery for you to be called God?
Eje mo idi ti Olorun o ka si koja aye fun on lati je Olorun.
Or maybe for those who don't have this understanding, you can find that in Psalm 82, I believe verse 6. No, Psalm 82.
Eh? Verse 6. Nima, ukune pare. Ale, why ninu iwe oni Psalm ori kejile.
So why will God not count it robbery to be called God? To act as God? To act on behalf of God? This has one single aim: for humanity to genuinely understand divinity.
Ìdítí Ọlọ́run fi kà sí ìkọjá ààyè náà ni pé kí ènìyàn kó lè ní ìmọ̀ kíkún.
For God to express love, he had to come through a man. For God to express power, he had to come through a man. For God to heal, he had to come through a man. So everything that God has done with us, even in the past, he has used a man to communicate. It will become more easier for us to understand God when men begin to act on behalf of God.
Ki Olorun to le fi fe han o wa nipasẹ eyan ko to le fun yan lagbara o wa nipasẹ eyan ki Olorun to le fi.
You have seen me now.
E ti ri mi bayi.
I can pray for the sick.
Mo le gbadura fun awon alaisan.
It's easy for you to believe the healing because I pray for the sick than for God, a spirit that cannot be physically seen, to tell you is a healer.
O rorun fun emi lati gbadura fun olokunrun ti o si gba imulara di tori pe eyin ri mi ju Olorun te eyin ko ri lati ke gba.
Are you here with me?
Se tin ko ti mo nso so ye wa.
Please, are you here? If you are here, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's easier if you see it in another man.
Ti e ba ri ninu eniyan miran.
Everything God can do, you can see it in another man.
Gbogbo nti Olorun le se pata le le ri ninu eniyan.
You will challenge your life this night.
O nilo ati rura re soke ni asale yi o.
Under this atmosphere of this calling to godliness, and my life is still like this. The earth is of the Lord and his fullness, and you are in poverty. He didn't count it robbery for Jesus to heal the sick. You can do better than that. That's what the Bible says. You can do greater. Because God did not count it robbery. And you are still in sickness. Every week, malaria. Every week, headache. Every week. And the one who gave you the calling is never sick one day.
How
your life is contradicting your calling. Your life is contradicting your calling. How can you not have money to eat? The one who called you, he said he has thousands of bull in the mountains. He didn't count it robbery. He said, when we talk of love, if you cannot love your fellow brethren that you can see, how do you love me that you cannot see? So God did not give you and I to love one another for ourselves. He actually gave us love to love one another in order to understand what he expects from us to him. Marriage, he said, husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. It means, even though you are married, you thought it's because of the beauty and the prettiness of that lady. You thought it is because of procreation. No. The main concept of marriage is for you to understand the price that Jesus paid for you and I to be saved. How do I say I love the Lord if I don't know how to love a man? Is this teaching too complicated? Am I communicating? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Christian realities. God wants to make a statement to humans through you.
Olorun fe se afihan ohun ti o je si awon eniyan nipase re.
God wants to describe himself through your life.
Olorun fe se afihan ara re nipase fun awon eniyan nipase aye re.
God wants people to see you and understand him. Are you here with me? Did you remember when Jesus said, no man can see the Father except through me? He said, if you see me, you have done what? You have seen the Father. If you see me, you have seen the Father. What a life. You cannot be normal again after this series. No, you can't just. You cannot just. Your life, you will know if you are actually representing God or not. Tonight, you will know.
To buy a pillow, tolo, jazz, or do a loan, tabi beko, lale, onilatimo.
Godliness.
It will be alone.
A life influenced by God. Godliness expressing the divinity of God. That somebody need to know who Jesus is in person, and all he need to do is to come and stay around you for 1 week.
When
there is argument between an atheist and a believer, and they are saying Jesus is not real, the power of God is not real, miracle is not real, healing is not real, all this miracles that there is all Zakamaje, don't worry, it's not happening. And then somebody say, come, come. Don't say anything. Just come. And then you are there in your hostel. And then something happened in the campus. Maybe somebody fainted or died. And everybody is running to come and meet you and say, see, Sister Labaja is dead. And then the same guy who said, God does not exist, is there. So they now call you. And then you say, okay, sister, you are not done with your course. Why are you dying now? How many souls have you won? We are going for evangelism tomorrow. Why are you sleeping? Oh yeah, get up. And then the dead person come back to life. You know what you have done? You have expressed the divinity of God to humanity. A godly person is he who has come into the reality of the understanding of divinity. And so he can express godliness anytime, anywhere, throughout his or her lifestyle. Look at what the Bible says. I don't want to open another chapter, but he said, people thought gain is godliness.
First
Timothy chapter 6. Yes, okay. People thought gain is godliness. Yes. But the Bible now says, no, they are wrong. That godliness is great gain. Godliness and contentment is great gain. These people say gain means godliness. And you will see what he said immediately. He says, the love of money is the root of all evil. It means that these people that are called godliness gain, they are actually talking of physical, material things that eyes can behold. So the writer said, no. Contentment and godliness is the real gain. Money that you have for people to see is not actually the gain. Did the Bible not say if you win, gain this whole world and lost your soul, what shall you use in exchange for your soul? If you gain the world, it's still a lost. You are losing.
Adanu.
You still lose. You gain the world, but you lost your soul. It's a loss. Am I communicating? But he said godliness and contentment is great gain. What are you talking about? So what is godliness? This one says material is godliness. The writer said godliness is gain. It means godliness is more than material. It is godliness that can help you to multiply and remultiply, create and recreate whatever you want at any time. This is the game. This is the original game. That when your GP needs attention, you tell it where to go. Your account balance is messing up. You command it to go to where you want it to go. This is the game. Ability to recreate your desire. Not what you acquire by running after. But ability to express it through God is godliness. I'm running up. today we want to scratch the surface area. God
alone
wants to be truly known through your life.
O fe ki o fe je ki awon eyan kan dahun mo nipase aye re.
If you will allow him to influence you,
to ba gba pe ki o ni ipa lori aye re to be.
We were trying to help a lady,
an gbiyanju lati ran arabinrin kan lowo,
who is into a kind of business that is not godly. So we gave her good amount of money. Go and start a business. And then she opened her mouth, she almost cried. And then she wanted to say thank you to me. I said no. You don't need to say thank you to me. This is Jesus telling you how much he loves you.
Eleni Jesu, Jesu lo so fun o bi ohun se feran re
to. I'm trying not to, there is more to touch, but it will be on part 2. I'm trying to tell her that listen to me.
Mo gbeyanju ati so fun
what I'm giving you,
pe ohun ti mo fun o yi,
it's not because I want you to know I have.
Ko se pe ki o le mo wi pe mo ni.
Oh, because I have enough money for this purpose. What I give to you, this is
Jesus
saying I love you. Please, are you here with me? If you are here, shout hallelujah. If it is Jesus saying I love you, why will I allow her to say thank you?
Nigbati Jesu ba wa so fun pe mo feran re tori kini mo ti wa gba laaye lati so fun mi pe mo se.
Are you capturing what I'm saying?
So ti mo so so ye wa.
If she said thank you to me and I say okay,
to ba
ti so pe I'm the one.
To ba ni mo se o ti ma ni rara.
Who gave her money?
O ti tumo si pe emi ni mo lowo.
But I came to represent the divinity. Therefore, it is Jesus who gave her the money, not me.
Pe mo wa lati wa se ajoju orun. Jesu lo fun lowo ki se emi.
And sincerely,
Lododo,
in my journey into godliness, daily finding more reason for me never to accept appreciation from anybody.
Pe mo ti ri pe mo ko ri pe o pon dandan fun mi lati ma gba ope lati odo awon eniyan.
It doesn't matter again.
Ko ni se rara.
I stand before the Lord. If I give you anything, you say thank you twice, you are embarrassing me, and I'll tell you stop.
Today,
I went somewhere. And then, when I got to the place to see the person, I went to see the person. Somebody called me now that our pastor had an accident. That they want to rush to the hospital to see the person.
When was perfect lucky one in Lewoso.
So I said, let's go.
Money eja jolo.
Will you wait for us or? I said, no, let's go.
Money eja jolo.
So we got to the hospital.
Ba se debe.
And then the leg has torn. The sperm has torn. It was a terrible, horrible scene.
Oh, yeah, until to se fojuri.
So they quickly put injection and everything to make sure they can stitch the leg together, and they did all stitching. Anyway, long story short, they finished the stitching, and then unfortunately the man who caused the accident was an old man who was driving a car. I think the man should be in his 70s or maybe almost
80.
It's a private car. So he said he acknowledged that he opened the door without looking back. So the door hit the pastor on the Okada.
Well,
we were waiting outside while they are stitching. After the stitching, they said, okay, they need to pay money. They went to tell the man that this is the amount they have to pay. And then the Baba said, okay.
Baba no,
he looked like everything is okay. Until some minutes later.
Like,
they say Baba is breathing heavily, that Baba wants to faint. And then in the hospital where I am sitting now, they took water and pour on Baba head. Is it not? Is the case? No, is this not double disaster? Which one should we save now? The pastor leg or the Baba who want to die? Oh, yeah, pour water, pour water.
Say Baba to fell kuni abi any tea jambo koshi.
It was the bill to pay that want to kill Baba. And then the people that took me there also, I thought they should rescue them because it's their pastor. They also, they are moving back. So I said, this Baba will not, he will die here.
Baba,
he
might
grow. Nurse, how much is the total money?
They told me,
do you have accounts here? Then I transferred the money. I am almost outside when they told the Baba and the Mama that that man has paid the hospital bill.
The fact,
I don't know the pastor. I don't know them. And then the mama wanted to say, if you... do. Then I ran away. That is me coming to represent God, to communicate what divinity can do for humanity. I don't need thank you. Am I making sense to you now? When the Bible says, ye are the light of the world, a city that is set upon the hill that cannot be hidden. He said, who can light a candle and put it under a bushel? You must keep lighting. The light you are showing is a definition of who God is. How much you reflect. God is a solution solver to problems. You must trust God to influence your life to a point where anywhere you appear, if they need financial solution, you are providing. They need moral solution, you are there. They need wisdom, dispatching, you are there. Anything anyone need from God, you are there. Represent God.
I honestly
tell you this truth. This is God's desire for your life. Arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory. Who? The glory of who? The glory of who? And the glory of the Lord is risen on you. When men see you, they don't look at your face. It's the glory that has risen upon you, they are saying. I don't know. I'm just telling you that a point must come in your life. You become so godly that you become God. This has nothing to do with pastor. This is your heritage as a Christian. God becomes your gain. Imagine God said, Abraham. You remember in Genesis chapter 15. Can we check Genesis 15? And then I think verse 3 or so there. God said to Abraham, I am thy great and exceeding reward. Have you found it? I am thy great. Thy great and exceeding reward. And the reason for that statement is because in chapter 14, Abraham said he doesn't want anything from the king. Abraham said, if you bless me now, you are going to say you are the one who made Abraham to become rich in the future. Therefore, I don't need your material. Let me carry God. After Abraham carried God, God now came back to Abraham and said, Abraham, I am thy great and exceeding reward. You found it? Oh. May the Lord, God Almighty, help the media and inspire them to stop being carnal in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You can help me with a better amen.
Amen.
I say you can do it with a better amen. Oh.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm praying for you. I say chapter 15. I don't know why you're struggling about it. Is it 15 or not? Therefore, if God becomes your great and exceeding reward, then you become God.
But you know, by day, it ain't let you tie your phone. What must you pay? You work out the alone.
What God wants to achieve is to make you an extension of Himself. God wants to convert your hand to become His hand. Your eyes to become His eyes. You see, this is why. Look at it. He was careful to remind you of character. Let me touch this before we go now. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Oh my goodness. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Okay. But thou, O man of God, verse 11. Flee these things, that is the loss after money and material and worldly gain. He said, but thou flee all these things and follow what? Righteousness, and follow godliness, and follow faith, love, patience, and meekness. All these things that are mentioned, they are not in the works of the flesh, they are the fruit of the spirit. It's possible to live and never be sick. It's possible. It's possible to live and never to be broke again. It's possible. It's possible to live and never have accident until you die. It's possible they kidnap everybody in your compound and leave you. It's possible. I'm telling you, it's possible. It's possible for the enemy to subdue everybody in your family, but you are going to rise. It's possible. A lecturer can be crazy to every student in the school. You appear before him. He melts like ice water. There is a possibility you can gain in God. I'm going to be challenging your confidence in part two more. Because there is an expectation of God for you. God is demanding and depending on you to help Him to make people understand Him. It's a long process for a believer to go and study the Bible. The Bible says, ye are the living epistles. Ye. People don't have time to go and read Bible to know God. Let them see your life and say,
rise on your
feet. What make a man a Christian is the amount of the godliness. What make you a Christian
until the Christian
is how obvious godliness has become to you. There is a place I am longing for. Just give me the key. Oh, this place that I have found, but it keeps me yearning for. It's a debt I am longing for. Oh, this debt that I have found, but it keeps me yearning for it. place I am searching for. Oh, this place that I have found, but it keeps me searching for more. There is a depth I am yearning for. Oh, this depth that I have found, but it keeps me yearning for more. Ha. How can I be here? How can I be in a place?
Lórí kí ni wọ́n ṣe wà níbì kan?
How can you be in a place? And the people sitting down there are clamoring for food and there's no food to eat. And you just tell them, don't worry.
Tí àwọn ènìyàn sì máa wà, tèbí ó máa pa wọ́n.
You need food.
Ohun tó sọ fún wọn náà ni pé ẹ má ṣe ṣe wàhálà, ṣe nílò oúnjẹ ni.
In the next 2 hours, there will be enough food in this house.
Láàrín wákàtí méjì, oúnjẹ ó wà.
You are not saying it by faith. You are sure.
O kò sọ nípasẹ̀ ìgbàgbọ́, torí pé ó dá ọ lójú, òun sọ nínú ìdánilójú.
God gave the key of the kingdom to some people, so he can give you too.
Ọlọ́run fún àwọn kan ní kọ́kọ́rọ́ ìjọba ọ̀run, ó lè fún ìwọ náà.
And then you go out. They say food in 2 hours. By the time I'll be done with my lectures, 3 hours will have passed. So let's come back and see these prophetess with all they say. And then right there in the campus gate, somebody will tell you, the Lord told me that I should sow 10,000 naira into your life. Has that prophecy not come to pass? You need to change your nature. You need to understand. You see, the meaning of godliness is God influencing you.
Ìtumọ̀ ìwà bí Ọlọ́run náà ni pé kí Ọlọ́run kó ní ipa lórí ayé rẹ.
I give you my soul, I live for you alone. Every step that I take, every moment I'm away. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I live for you. Alone, every step that I take, every moment I'm away. You are going to cry tonight.
Okay, see your Lord ni ashale yi.
I surrender. Your flesh is still competing with God. You cannot be godly like that.
Oh, imbo Olorun jajakaji. Oh,
I surrender. Oh, can you lift up your 2 hands? Blessed Savior, I surrender. I surrender. Come and use me, Lord. I surrender. See, meeting may not be meant for everybody.
Sinti asale yi o le ma wa fun gbogbo eniyan.
But for those who have understanding of what they have tonight,
ṣugbọn awọn ti oye ohun ti won je ye ni asale yi,
what they had,
ti awọn ti won ni oye ohun ti won ti gbọ ni asale yi,
they are going to pray like they've never prayed before.
Let me tell you the danger.
Let me tell you the danger. If a man gets married to you and he lost his job and there's nothing to eat, it's not only that you also suffer in that marriage. Possibility that that man will start looking elsewhere in this generation is 1/0. There are ladies that come into your life, such as my wife. You will be poor and have nothing. And check time. Time will begin to collapse into fulfilling destiny with that struggle.
Their
destiny is not meant to suffer. Therefore, it compels everything around you to begin to work.
You are
a woman, you come with all your father's and your mother's generational curses. But if the man is godly enough, he will override the curses and the challenges in that family, and that man, that godliness of that man will override the curse, and then the family will be smooth. I'm talking to both married and singles now. If both husband and wife are poor, check. There's a problem. If both husband and wife continually lack resources to serve God and to maintain their home self, it's a proof that that family is not expressing the divinity of God. Everybody can fail in your family, not you. Tonight you will cry and say, Father, come and make my life your home. Dwell in my life. Help me to express godliness. Interrupt, interchange, influence my life. Let your personality be revealed through me. Override my life, override my flesh, override my name, override my family curse, override generational influence, override demonic powers. Open your mouth now and begin to cry. Listen. Some of you are here.
ọpọlọpọ wa a wà níbí yìí.
It is the knowledge that you don't have that is making you to perish.
Ìmọ̀ tí ò ní òun ló fẹ́ jẹ́ kó ṣègbé.
My people perish.
Àwọn ènìyàn mi wọ́n ń ṣègbé.
For lack of knowledge.
Nítorí pé wọn kò ní ìmọ̀.
That knowledge I have given you now.
Ìmọ̀ náà mo ti fún ọ báyìí.
It will transform your life.
Yóò yí ayé rẹ padà.
In the name of Jesus.
Lórúkọ Jésù.
Some of you are here.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ yín ẹ wà níbí yìí.
What is influencing your life is sin.
Ohun tí ó ń darí ayé rẹ òun náà ni ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
People have known you with sin.
Àwọn ènìyàn ti mọ̀ ọ́ mọ́ ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
You yourself know you with sin.
Ìwọ gan mọ́ra rẹ mọ́ ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
That there is an influence of sin over your life.
Ìdarí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ wà nínú ayé rẹ.
It's easy for you to lie.
Ó rọrùn fún ọ láti parọ́.
That's contrary to godliness.
Ó ti tako ìwà bí Ọlọ́run.
It's easy for you to fight.
Pé ó rọrùn fún ọ láti jà.
It's contrary to godliness.
Ó ti tako ìwà bí Ọlọ́run.
It's easy for you to lie.
Pé ó ti ṣe ó ṣeéṣe fún ọ láti parọ́.
It's easy for you to fornicate.
Ó ṣeéṣe fún ọ láti ṣe àgbèrè.
It's easy for you to express anger.
Ó ṣeéṣe fún ọ láti fi ìbínú rẹ hàn.
I'm going to give you a chance to rededicate your life to Jesus.
Ó fún ọ ní àǹfààní láti tu ayé rẹ fi fún Jésù.
You see, God wants to express himself in everybody's life, but not everybody will allow him.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ fi ara rẹ̀ hàn nínú ayé gbogbo ènìyàn kan, ṣùgbọ́n kò ń ṣe gbogbo ènìyàn ni yóò gbà láàyè.
One of such ways is if you are not born again.
Tó túmọ̀ sí wípé tí o kò bá ti ní ẹ̀dí àtúnbí.
In your backsliding mode, God cannot express himself.
Nínú ipò ìpadà sẹ́yìn rẹ, Ọlọ́run ò lè fi ara rẹ̀ hàn.
I'm going to count 1 to 3.
Wọ́n ka láti ó kan sí mẹ́ta.
You want to give your life to Jesus?
You
want to rededicate your life to Jesus?
So that you
will not be a reproach to God.
So that
you can become godly.
Some of you
are too worldly.
You are
not godly. Everything about God is a struggle, but everything about the world is easy.
Tó bá ti jẹ́ ohun tí Ọlọ́run pẹ̀lú ìlàkàkà ni, ṣùgbọ́n nípa ti ayé pẹ̀lú ó rọrùn wẹ̀kúwẹ̀kú fún ọ.
To give your life to Jesus.
Ṣùgbọ́n tó bá fẹ́ fàyè rẹ fún Jésù.
Or rededicate it.
Tàbí o fẹ́ tó ayé rẹ fìjì fún.
This is the best decision you can make.
Pé eléyìí náà ni ìpinnu ńlá tó lè ṣe.
Lift up your hands.
Ká ọwọ́ rẹ sókè.
As I count 3.
Nígbà tí wọ́n máa ka mẹ́ta.
I want to give my life to Jesus.
Mo fẹ́ tún ayé mi fún fún Jésù.
This thing you said tonight, I am interested.
Ohun tí ẹ sọ ní àṣálẹ̀ yìí ó wù mí náà.
I want God to express himself through my life.
Mo fẹ́ kí Ọlọ́run ṣe àfihàn ara rẹ̀ nípasẹ̀ ayé mi.
If you want to give your life to Jesus.
Tó bá fẹ́ fi ayé rẹ fún Jésù.
Or rededicate it.
Tàbí o fẹ́ tún fìjì fún.
We don't beg people here.
Àwa kì í bẹ ènìyàn láti fi ayé rẹ̀ fún Jésù bí.
It's your choice.
Ó jẹ́ ohun tó bá wù ọ́.
I'm counting 1.
Mo ti ń kà ení.
You want to give your life to Jesus?
Tó bá fẹ́ fayé rẹ fún Jésù.
Or you dedicate your life?
Tàbí o fẹ́ tó ayé rẹ fi fún.
It's personal. Lift up your hands.
Ó jẹ́ tìwọ nìkan. Ìrìn ọwọ́ rẹ sókè.
2 Anybody? 3
Ìjà rẹ nìkẹ́ni ẹ̀ta.
We will cry to God.
Okay, see Ọlọ́run lọ́run.
Father,
pé bàbá.
I don't like the state of my life.
Mo fẹ́ ipò àti ayé mi wà.
I don't like what my life is expressing.
Mi ò kò fẹ́ ohun tí ayé mi ṣe àfihàn rẹ̀.
Are you lifting up your hands?
Ṣé òun káwọ́ rẹ sókè ni?
Please, if you are lifting it, lift it very well.
Tó bá ń ka sókè dáradára.
Thank you, God bless.
Ẹ ṣe yóò dára fún ọ.
Place it on your chest.
Ẹgbẹ̀lẹ́ ogun àyà yín.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Pé Jésù Olúwa.
Forgive my sins.
Ẹ ti ẹ̀jẹ̀ mi jì mí.
Forgive me.
Dáríjì mi.
From today.
Láti òní lọ.
I rededicate my life.
Mo tún ara mi fi jì fún ọ.
I accept you as my Lord and my Savior.
Mo gbà ọ gẹ́gẹ́ bí Olúwa àti Olúgbàlà mi.
I believe you died and resurrected for me.
Mo gbàgbọ́ pé o kú o sì jíǹde fún mi.
And I will follow you.
Wọ́n sì tẹ̀lé ọ.
Henceforth.
Síwájú sí.
And I will make my life.
Wọ́n tún ayé mi.
Available.
Wọ́n fi ayé mi fún wa.
For you.
Amen.
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 In the name of Jesus, the Lord will accept you.
Amen.
And he will begin to express himself through your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say, Father.
Say, Baba.
Everyone, in the name of Jesus.
Tonight,
I don't like the statements my life is making. From tonight, let my life express godliness. 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 Open your mouth and pray now in the name of Jesus. Pray. My life must make a better statement. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Very soon, you alone,
you
will construct the entire road to your street. Very soon.
Like,
you will build a free hospital to your community. Very soon.
Like,
you will employ thousands of youth to your establishment.
Amen.
Say, Father.
Say, Baba.
Louder.
Father.
Louder.
Father.
In the name of Jesus. From tonight, help me to represent you well in my character and my capacity. Open your mouth and pray now. Pray. Let the life of my wife, my children, rule my siblings. Has it occurred to anybody here before that people will look at you and then they say, who is your father? I said, it's Mr. Soso. I said, ah, no wonder. This is how your father used to be.
So let's see what he wait down your word on it, Tani Babare, on it, Labayani, on it, low Tony, Bibabare, Shimanshini.
Or they look at, ah, that's how your mother too be.
That become our work,
who has it happened to here before?
Okay.
So it means that they can trace the character of your biological parents in you. Why can't they trace the character of your heavenly father in you? One of such character is abundance. We don't run after material. Material must run after you. Say, Father! Anything that is making my life to misrepresent you. Let's pray. Father, remove it tonight. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Give my life to
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Any reproach in your life that is misrepresenting God in you.
Don't she fear in
it is sickness.
Yalla I sunny
or delay.
Tabi idaduro
or lack.
Tabi aini.
In the name of Jesus. As I pray for wife, I'm praying for husband too. As I pray for parents, I'm praying for their children too. In the name above every name, that reproach must leave you now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You only talk about Jesus, but people cannot see the ability of Jesus in your life. From tonight, more than the words of your mouth, Jesus will express himself. God will express himself.
Amen.
Through healing, he will express himself.
Amen.
Through supply, he will express himself.
Amen.
Through demonstration of power, he will express himself.
Amen. Yeah.
No. Many will come and serve your God.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
We believe that you've been richly blessed through this message. For prayers and counseling, please contact the ministry on 0703-914-2529 or 0802-090-1803. Mercy Throne Missions, recruiting God's future generals for purpose with passion and power.